All right, everybody, welcome back for another episode. This is your host, Tyler Brown, and welcome to episode 9 of my show. And I got some crazy topics today that we're going to talk about, like some crazy news that I just find very disturbing. And it's just not a good time to be happy, or just not a good time to be ignorant of what's going on around the world. Just, you have to watch the news, pay attention, and just be aware of your surroundings. So, with today, I'm going to start with NYPD investigated car that plowed into a group of Black Lives Matter protesters in Times Square. NYPD, which is New York Police Department, is investigating an incident in which a car plowed into a group of Black Lives Matter protesters blocking the street in Times Square Thursday evening. NYPD confirmed that the vehicle was a black Ford Taurus sedan, which is similar to a model used by the police department. NYPD said the car isn't affiliated with the department, and protesters thought that it was an undercover police vehicle. No injuries were reported, and there hasn't been any complaints about the incident. Now, stuff like this has been happening, you know, during these protests where cars just decide to just run through protesters like they aren't in the way. You see them blocking the street, but you just don't really care and just want to put people's lives at danger and risk and run them over. Like, what type of sense does that make? Like, you're that mad or upset, you have that much hatred towards the protest that you just want to run innocent civilians over and just don't care and keep going, not even stop. Like, we've seen incidents like this happen before during the protest, so this is nothing new, but for this to happen in Times Square, this is crazy. Like, and then the car looked like it could have been with the department, but it's not. But people are just crazy and sick. They have so much hatred towards what's going on with people protesting and people trying to stand up for what's right and equal rights and social injustice. But a lot of people don't really care about that. Like, a lot of people who don't care don't know what it's like to be in a black person's shoes. They don't get it. So they don't really care about what's going on in the world. They just care about themselves. They're just stingy and probably most likely a Trump supporter, which he needs to get out of the office, but that's a different topic. But yeah, so it's a good thing nobody was hurt about the... Nobody got hurt. Nobody was sent to the hospital. I'm surprised nobody reported the incident about what happened. But it's a good thing that everybody is safe. All right. On to the next topic. Manhunt underway after a veteran Cleveland police officer was shot and killed. A police officer is dead this morning after being killed in the line of duty in Ohio, and a manhunt is underway to find who shot him. Detective James Skernivitz was a 25-plus-year veteran, and reward money is available for info leading to arrest and conviction. Search for the suspect or suspects continue, and the shooting occurred in the city's west side in the area of West 65th Street and the Store Avenue. Now, I don't know what's been going on lately, but I feel like a lot of police officers were getting shot lately, like been getting caught up and being shot lately or getting seriously injured, gunshot wounds, and being treated to the hospital. Like, it's crazy, I guess. Police are being a target now because of what's been going on. So I guess people deciding to retaliate and shoot officers now, which is crazy. But my condolences go out to Detective James' family and his loved ones as he lost his life because somebody decided to shoot him and kill him. For what reason? Possibly could be because of what's been going on around, you know, the recent events have been going on around the world. But hopefully they end up finding the guy and he gets his justice, because, you know, he's a veteran and probably was well-respected around his community and respected for what he did, for the work he did. So I'm pretty sure he was a good man that left a good legacy. So it's very unfortunate that he died. No, I mean, kind of hate to see a police officer even getting killed, you know, like that. But it's crazy how it's just recent incidents of just police officers getting shot. It's kind of ridiculous. It's getting kind of out of hand. But I kind of get why people are doing it. But It just doesn't make the situation any better at all. It just makes it worse. And now you're putting a turd on your back, and they could possibly do something to you. But and my prayers go out to his family, and I think grieve this time. And as time goes on, they'll eventually accept it. Don't want to see anybody lose their life, but that happens every day, unfortunately. And tomorrow is never promised, so live your life like it's your last, because you just never know when your time is up. Now, before I get into the games yesterday, I have NFL news about the Washington football team, who used to be the Redskins, the Washington Redskins, but, you know, they changed their name due to the controversy of, you know, the Native Americans, and they didn't really like that they was using their name and stuff like that. That whole situation is controversy. But anyway, Washington football team faces new allegations of sexual harassment within the organization. NFL's Washington football team is facing new allegations of sexual harassment in the workplace from four women who spoke to ESPN's Jeremy Schapp. Rachel Engelson, a former director in the team's marketing and client services department, detailed the harassment. You just know that depending on the way you dress, there's going to be comments made about how you look. Another woman, Alicia Klein, who interned in 2010, says she was followed to a car by a player who I kept saying, "I don't want to go out with you." On July 15th, female former Washington employees and two journalists accused team staffers of sexual harassment, verbal abuse, and the NFL decision that led to them to the investigation came after the Washington Post reported a video of partially nude cheerleaders was created using outtakes from a 2008 swimsuit calendar shoot for the Washington NFL team. Now, this is bizarre, but stuff like this do happen in professional sports. And, you know, women don't usually speak out about it right away. You know, it usually takes them some time because, you know, they're probably scared and probably people don't believe them, or they're just doing it just to, you know, be relevant and get some money from it. But for this to happen, this is crazy. You know, as players, you can't, as players and men in general, you can't just say what you want. You can't just sexually harass a woman. Like, no is no. You gotta have consent. If you don't have consent, then that's basically rape, and you can be charged with serious charges of harassment and abuse. So, I wonder what, I mean, with this investigation, it's going to be interesting to see what the commissioner do, and if all of this report is true, what they're going to do to the team. And I feel like a lot of people could lose their jobs due to this and probably possibly be charged and do some time due to this if these reports are really accurate about what they're saying. You know, because some women do lie about, you know, rape. I'm not saying every woman do. I'm not saying some do lie and some stories are true. So, I don't know. This is, it's a bizarre situation for the NFL team. Just gotta be careful about what you say, how you say it, and what you do, because your actions can affect you in the long run. So, like I said, consent means everything when it comes to women. And if you don't get consent, you definitely could see yourself being in court with a lawsuit and possibly doing some serious jail time, or because you don't know how to take rejection and just move on. Some men just don't know how to just move on. They just keep pursuing, and then it ends up getting escalates to being something too serious where they can't take their action back, and which could possibly ruin their life. So you don't want to, definitely don't want to do that. It's not a good look. All right, on to the next topic. 2 weeks into college, students must quarantine in dorms after 25 tests positive for COVID-19. As a first-generation college student, Jennifer Munns worked hard not only to get into school, but she's working hard to stay and be a role model for her younger sister. So when her college called an immediate all-student quarantine this week, she was disappointed and hurt not by the school actions, but by her peers. On August 17th, when classes began, she said classes were spread out, making it almost impossible to get to know other students. 2 weeks later, the school posted a message to students saying faculty have begun to see a trend of positive coronavirus cases on campus that, according to the results we had, we were connected to certain affinity groups or social gatherings. As of Sunday evening, 25 out of 340 test results the school received were positive. So school just starting back up. And everybody's going back to campus, and the corona is getting cases of spreading and rising again because kids and students are just so bent up of wanting to get back out there and wanting to be close to their friends and not social distance and not wear masks and stuff. You want to be all close. You don't know if other people have been quarantined, and now you got your school breaking out and positive cases, and now you can't come out your dorms because you want to be irresponsible about your actions. I've been trying to tell people this corona pandemic is not a game. Cases are rising every day. People are dying from this. And even if you do recover, the side effects can even harm you and cause even more complications. That's why you have to follow the rules of wearing your mask, social distance, wash your hands, sanitize clean, all that, because it's important. As you see, people are losing their lives on the daily, and cases are going up on the daily. Now, you can't just be fiending to just want the world to go back to normal, and cases are just rising and rising each and every day. And there's going to be more of an outbreak come Labor Day weekend, which is this weekend, because people are going to be outside, going to be a bunch of gatherings, people are going to be next to each other, so cases are going to go right back up to where they are. And this corona is not going to go away anytime soon, even though they're supposed to be coming up with a vaccine like in November, right before the election, which I wouldn't trust, or anybody shouldn't even trust, but I know some people are going to take it. But you have to be disciplined and not just be ready to just do whatever you want. Like, this corona is still spreading, and people just don't care and don't take it seriously enough until you actually get it, or one of your loved ones get it and they don't make it from it. This is not a game. Stay away. Be aware of your surroundings. Don't put yourself in danger or expose yourself to the corona. It's just that simple. But, you know, the world is never going to get better at this rate, but all these cases going up and rising, people being next to each other in all these gatherings. But anyway, now on to the NBA playoffs from the games last night. The Raptors beat the Celtics 104-103. Kyle Lowry with 31. Fred VanVleet with 25. Siakam with 16. Kemba Walker with 29. Jaylen Brown with 19. Jason Tatum with 15. Now, this was a great game. Toronto needed this game to win. It was a must-win game for Toronto. If they didn't win this game, they were definitely going to get swept. And OG Anunoby hit the game on a 3 with 0.5 left on the clock, which could possibly be a game changer for this series, as I picked Toronto to win this series. So hopefully this game gets them their confidence going and they can turn it around. And it isn't too late, as Boston takes a 2-1 lead going into game 4, and we'll see what happens moving forward. And the last game, the Clippers and the Nuggets. The Clippers beat the Nuggets 120-97. Kawhi with 29. Paul George with 19, Marcus Morris with 18, Nikola Jokic with 15, Paul Millsap with 13, and Jamal Murray and Graham with 12 each. Clippers take a 1-0 lead in the series. Yeah, I picked the Clippers to win this series, and they are the better team, and they're definitely going to win the series. But I still want to see Denver put up a fight at least, you know, and not go out bad or get swept. So definitely want to make that happen. And as the game's moving forward, And for the games tonight, we have the Heat and the Bucks.
Yes. Huh?
Sorry about that. As I was saying, we have the Heat and the Bucks game 3 tonight. Hopefully the Bucks will step it up after they lost a heartbreaking game. You know, as Jimmy Butler, the game when a free throw, the time expired, which I thought was a bad call, controversial call that shouldn't have been made. But It happened. It's the past, so you got to move on and make adjustments and prepare for the next game, then this game, and there's a must-win game. Or it's either that, or they're going to go home and just go out bad. And now we have game one of the Lakers and the Rockets. With this game, you know, I know I'm a Lakers fan. So I've always been a Lakers fan since Kobe and Shaq. So, you know, I expect my Lakers to win the series as long as they come out and play how they did against Portland, coming out strong, being aggressive, LeBron and AD being aggressive, and the other role guys step up, and Kuzma being that third player. Kuzma's definitely going to need to be the third player in order for us to win the championship. But it's going to be a hard-fought series, and, you know, the Rockets, they're going to battle. They're not going to back down from a fight or a challenge. As you saw, they went to seven games with OKC, and they fought hard. So there's going to be a fought hard series, but I expect my Lakers to win this series and to win tonight. So we'll see what happens with that game tonight and that series moving forward. And this is your daily news for today. Hope you got something out of what I said, and be considerate of what's going on in the world and not be ignorant. And until next time, this is your host, Tyler Brown, and I'm out.